Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
Okay, now we got to do something here together, all right? And what we got to do together is simply we just got to say, today is Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. Yes, today is Tuesday. I've already muffed this up once. Let's not all do it together, all right? And welcome to Let's Talk here for a new week, a new day, a new week, a new month, a new season. Yeah, a lot of stuff. And it's Tuesday, folks. Tuesday. Where are you? There he is. He's behind me. All right, friends. Hi, Scott and Jeff with you here for a Tuesday morning. We're going to do what we call the ceremonial chair switch. You ready for all the new stuff? All right, here we go. Hold on. Whoop, I'm going to turn that on. There we go. Ta-da! Don't go anywhere, folks. This is a time-honored tradition. Well, not about time-honored, but there we are. All right. Let's see if everything... We had our little, what can we call them? Our engineering gremlins were in here over the weekend, and they did a few things. Actually, if you're listening in a, we'll call it an outlying area, you'll notice, hey, they sound pretty darn good. This is probably the best FM signal we've had, well, ever.
Yes.
I think ever.
That would be the case.
2 years of doing this. Like I said, our engineering gremlins were in over the weekend. Thank you very much. And at least on the FM side, we sound pretty darn good. So
that.
Later on, when we have some open line time, you want to call in, hey, I can hear you here. Hey, I can hear you there. We'd love to hear from you.
Ooh.
All right, there we go. So, yes, please keep saying, today is Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. So last night, I'm about ready to go to bed. And I'm thinking, all right, let's hit the sack. And then I stopped. I'm like, wait a minute. Today's Monday. At my house, the garbage goes out Tuesday morning. Oh, my gosh! And I had to quick scramble around like, oh, yeah, this isn't Sunday. It's Monday. Oh, my gosh. So I had to, you know, get the garbage out and all that other fun stuff that a lot of us have to do, right? So remind yourself, I've already caught myself, today is Tuesday. Tuesday. It's going to take a while for that to kind of sink in, all right? We've got an open line program here today. Lots of things, are you kidding, to talk about. Yes, we're going to talk about football, all right? Lots of football. That Penn State variety and some of the other ones, like North Carolina getting shellacked last night. Hope all the Carolina fans are happy. Hey, you got the big guy, right? Bill Belichick. There he is. They got hammered last night. So we'll have some football talk, and we'll have some other talk, and lots of things. We'll have your calls, so stay tuned for your chances on that. All right, yes, I think we can officially say, all right, we have a calendar up here on our wall in the studio. Doesn't matter what the calendar says. Summer is now done. It's over. Come on. It's not, yeah, I know officially it's another 3 weeks, blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
No, it isn't. It's done.
What?
It's finished. It's kaput. It's over. Now, not around here, but in some places, I'm thinking especially New York and New Jersey, probably today, is their first day of school because they got a thing. You don't start school until after Labor Day. All right, well, today's after Labor Day. I could maybe see some of them starting school like tomorrow. So today is like the Labor Day hangover. And then, okay, let's start school tomorrow in those particular areas. Summer's done. It's finished. It's over. Put it away. Hope you had a good one. It is now officially fall. The first NFL game, of course, is Thursday night. You Eagles fans, and yes, you Cowboys fans out there, all right, Thursday night is the start, Steelers start on Sunday, all that sort of stuff. Happy fall. I don't know about you. I like the cooler temperatures. Do you like the cooler temperatures?
I do.
All right. I'm a jacket guy. I like slipping on a light jacket. And once again this morning, when the first time I got out, I'm like, ooh, a little chilly. I had to grab the jacket. So is it going to stay that way through the entire month of September? Yeah, probably not. Probably. Do we have Joe today? Normally we have Joe on Mondays. Do we have?
Oh, it's quite possible.
All right, possibly. All right, we'll see if we might have Joe and weather and all that stuff. Normally we do that Mondays, but obviously nothing yesterday. It's Tuesday. Oh, yeah, that reminder. Today is Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know that nobody out there listening to us, either on FM or on streaming, was the big winner of the Powerball jackpot last night. That's mainly because nobody, again, hit the doggone thing. Holy smokes, this is getting serious now. The jackpot last night was an estimated $1.1 billion, with a B.
Now we're talking serious money.
Now we're talking real money, huh?
This might be worth playing.
Well, nobody got it again last night. So now we're do it all over again. And the next round would be, today is Tuesday, tomorrow night, Wednesday night. The estimated jackpot probably will go higher, but the number on the Powerball website says $1.3 billion. If one ticket or one person or whatever is actually able to nail it. Holy moly. Yes, I did get a ticket over the weekend. I was at a convenience store. I thought, oh, okay, why not? So I bought one ticket. Again, being a goof, just one should do.
You goof.
And I had to stand in line at the machine because other people are standing there. I'm like, okay, come on, come on. This one guy, I don't know if he was getting a Powerball ticket, but this, of course, if you don't play the lottery, you see those machines in convenience stores and stores and so on. There are so many different lottery games now. It's not just one, obviously. There's tons of them. And a lot of these are from the Pennsylvania Lottery, all right? And it's scratch-off stuff. So you get a card, and you scratch off certain things, and you see if you're a winner or not, all right? And if you are a winner, then you can usually take your card, that card, take it back to a machine, depending on how much you win, and you put your card in the machine, or the card, or the machine scans the card or something, and then if you won something, a little screen pops up, hey, you won $5, you won $10 or something. This one fellow that was in front of me, I mean, God love him, I'm standing there, I'm like, da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. He's putting in card after card after card after card. I don't know how many cards this fellow had. He had a stack of them. And I'm just like, okay, buddy, could you come back at like midnight when nobody's around or something? And just boom, boom, boom. And when he was finally done, he kind of turns to me with a bit of a sheepish face like, sorry. It's like, okay, I've just been standing here for like 2 minutes or something waiting for you to finally get done. Actually, might have been more than 2 minutes. It was a long time. So some of you lottery players out there, you're way more serious than I am. Yikes. Now, I caught one story that said the chances of winning this big jackpot, the chances of winning this thing, in other words, being the only winner, oh, it's not bad. It's 1 in 300 million. 1 in 300 million. I'm guessing it's actually higher than that because this one's become very popular, all right? And I was thinking over the weekend, how do you even describe those odds? All right, here's a really simple way to describe those odds. Imagine if somebody puts a blindfold on you. All right, so you can't see anything. You put a blindfold on. And then somebody tells you, okay, you can pick one person for the entire United States of America, all 50 states, all the citizens of America. You get to pick one person, and we'll see if that is like the lucky person or the magic person. Can you imagine that? If you had to pick just one person for the entire United States of America to be, is this the lucky person?
I would pick me.
Are you the lucky person?
I'm the lucky person.
You're the lucky person.
I pick me.
Wow. Well, I should have put in there, you're not allowed to pick yourself. You're not allowed to pick yourself. Sorry. You got to pick somebody else. But you are a lucky person.
This is not nearly as fun of a game as I thought it was going to be. I've met your delightful wife,
and the little guy is terrific, so you are a lucky person.
I am a lucky
That's
person.
Not what we were talking about.
Okay.
If you had to pick one person for the whole country, now that's the odds of winning this thing. I mean, that maybe that puts it in a bit more perspective. Good luck picking the lucky person. All right, good luck with that. Well, same gig with this gigantic jackpot tomorrow night. At least $1.3 billion. Holy smokes! Okay. Yes, probably sometime today or tomorrow, I will swing by a convenience store and I will buy a ticket. My donation to what? Pennsylvania Senior Citizens or something. Heck, I'm almost a senior citizen. So I'm giving to myself. How about that? Yeah, I'm the lucky person. Maybe not. All right, folks, hey, hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. Could we take it easy out there a little bit? If you don't follow news now, we've now had two local deaths because of ATV accidents. We had another one over the weekend. Yeah. We had one of those a month ago in our neighborhood, like right here. Folks, please, I've ridden on those things, and okay, they're fun. I would have a hard time going fast on one of those things. I'm not sure I'd be able to handle it. And, are you wearing a helmet and all that sort of stuff? Folks, please, let's be careful out there, all right? Two in a month is, that's actually scary. So please, just take it easy, all right? Now, if you weren't following news over the weekend, you see this story. Actually, two stories. One of these just happened last evening down in Harrisburg. They were having a weekend festival down there, and it was set to wrap up last evening, Labor Day, last evening. And for whatever reason, a woman in a red minivan drove, and she must have done this on purpose. She drove around parked cars. She drove around barricades. And yes, smacked into a crowd. I have a hard time believing this is an accident. Now we'll see, investigations and all that sort of thing. Three people, including one child, were injured. One person in critical condition, but we're told, and news stories say, that they're going to be okay. I'd like to find out what was up with this woman that she decided to do this at this festival in Harrisburg last evening. What the heck was she thinking? Not good. And then you might have seen this on social media over the weekend. Down in Hershey Park the other day. All right. Park full of people, having a good time. A small boy, somehow gets separated from his parents at the park. And apparently the boy just kind of wanders around, and he wanders through some gates and some barricades, and he ends up walking up on the monorail track. Did you see this over the weekend?
Yep.
This little boy's walking on the monorail track. Now, somehow you're not familiar. The monorail track is not on the ground. This thing is, 60, 70, 100 feet off the ground. All right, a monorail. If you've seen those at Hershey Park, Disney World, and whatever, these things are up, it's like a train up off the ground. And somehow this little boy ends up on the track, and he's just walking down the track, maybe 80, 100 feet off the ground. Now, luckily, the monorail was not running. In other words, I guess it was shut down. So this little boy's just walking along, and people down on the ground see him up there, and they start, and somebody, of course, with a phone takes a video, and they're like yelling at the boy and gesturing, no, no, go back, keep walking, no, be careful. And some people were even, I guess, down right below the monorail, essentially waiting for this boy to drop, like they would try to catch him. This kid is way up off the ground, and people are just, dozens of people are gesturing, no, and they're trying to yell at the boy. And apparently the boy got a little confused because he starts one way, and then he starts the other way, and then he starts back the first way. And then a guy climbs up on a building that is next to the monorail track, and he's gesturing to the boy, no, come over here. And the man eventually jumps up a little bit, gets up on the monorail track, goes and grabs the boy and brings him over to the building. People down on the ground are applauding. And you're watching this, you're like, what the? And the first question, of course, is how on earth did that kid get up there? And apparently, according to one story, he was just wandering around. He was separated from his parents. He walked past some barricades. He walked around them or through them or under them or something and just starts walking down the monorail track. Now, again, if the monorail had been running, the situation would have been totally different. Probably there wouldn't have been barricades there. There might have been a worker there or a person there. But that didn't happen in this case. And the kid just starts walking on the track. And thankfully, that ended in a good ending. I can only imagine what the parents are thinking on that one. Somehow they got separated. Okay, how did that happen? And all that sort of thing. Whew. Hershey Park, of course, you know, some people are pointing the finger at Hershey Park. What did you do? Come on. It's like they did everything they probably could have done. They put up barricades. They put up warnings. This is a little kid. He just ignored him, walked right past him, got up on the monorail track. So Hershey Park is not at fault here. But, you know, social media being what it is, they do that stuff. All right, let's talk about AI, one of our favorite topics. Come on, so many of you are using AI, aren't you?
I still think he is one of the best 76ers ever. I know there are some folks that are like, listen, Iverson yes. was, he shot too much. He was, I'm telling you, that dude deserves all of his props.
Really?
AI was one of the best 76ers ever. Allen Iverson, we remember you all the way back to your Georgetown Hoyas days. All right, what's Iverson in the news for?
I'm actually more for Julius Erving. That's more.
Oh, boy.
That's more my speed.
Oh boy.
Dr. J, Moses Malone.
What about Daryl Dawkins?
Mo Cheeks. Well, Daryl Dawkins.
Nick's
all right.
Father. Come
Chocolate,
on.
Chocolate Thunder and all that.
Come
sort
on,
of stuff. Actually, we're talking about artificial intelligence.
Oh, that.
Not Allen Iverson.
Okay.
But we do a lot of sports, so that's a good good pick. I've been wondering about this, and now apparently I've got the proof.
Uh-oh.
All right. Last time you went to a fast food restaurant, and maybe you went to you used the drive-thru. All right. Pick one. Pick any fast food restaurant anymore, right? You pull up to the board and the speaker, and probably the first thing you hear is some voice saying, "Are you using our mobile app today?" And I'm, "No." Then, allegedly, a human comes on and takes your order.
Hello, human.
Well, apparently, in some cases, some of these restaurants are starting to use AI to take your order instead of a human. So I've got this story here from the Morning Brew newsletter, which they do business stuff, which is really great. Taco Bell. All right. I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell's great. They've apparently been experimenting with this, and they are reassessing their use of AI because apparently it's driving some people crazy, and sometimes it doesn't exactly get the order right. Now, according to this story, Taco Bell has added drive-through AI-powered ordering to over 500 of their restaurants since last year. Back in March, if you're familiar with NVIDIA, that's the big computer chip maker, they apparently put together some deal so that, you know, AI stuff can help them with their restaurants. Okay. Now, according to, who is this? The Chief Digital and Technology Officer. That's a fun title. He claims that AI at Taco Bell has managed to take over 2 million orders successfully. So the next time you go through a drive-thru, and it's probably more than just Taco Bell, is it a person taking your order, or is it a machine taking your order?
Hmm.
And you're talking. We're not talking pushing buttons here. We're talking to so-and-so, okay? I mean, I've had instances where, and, you know, it you've seen this in movies, to make fun, if you will, of drive-thrus. How many times has that happened to you? Like you're trying to understand what the person that's taking your order is saying, and it sounds more like... Am I right? Am I? Yes, okay. Now imagine if that's a machine, and you're trying to say, what? I don't understand what you're saying. And you're talking to a machine. Good luck with that. Okay. Apparently, there have been some blunders, all right, and some orders. And they have this on video, of course. Of course, they have it on video. So, one instance, an AI agent, not a person, a machine keeps asking the customer what they want to drink. What would you like to drink? What would you like to drink? even though the customer already ordered a soda, a Mountain Dew in this case. The machine keeps asking, what do you want to drink? What do you want to drink? What do you want to drink?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Okay. Then there was another. Apparently, there's another video. Actually, I've got the clip here. Somebody did this on purpose because they apparently figured out, okay, this is a machine I'm talking to. Let's mess with it. This person tried to order. This person tried to order 18,000 cups of water. Now, I don't know, a cup of water, I guess, is no charge at most places, at least, still, barely. This person apparently was trying to be a wise guy, tried to order 18,000 cups of water.
Oh, boy.
And apparently it goes back and forth. Finally, the restaurant just sort of pulls the plug on the machine, and a somewhat annoyed worker jumps on, a real human, to see, figure out what's going on here. You want to order what? Then he realizes, okay, I've got a real person, and he changes his order. Folks, please, come on, don't do that. But according to this story, McDonald's is doing this. Wendy's is doing this. Now, not around here, but White Castle is doing this. Or they've been trying it with, says here, with mixed results. It says here the tech is especially limited when locations get busy. I thought machines are supposed to be smarter than us. Apparently not.
Well,
I don't know. I'm gonna
not smarter than me.
I'm going to ring the bell. Well, you're the lucky person.
I mean,
so
come on.
That's what you are. So next time you go through a fast food drive-thru, just listen carefully and don't try 18,000 cups of water. Don't do that, all right? Trust me, the human that eventually shows up will not be amused, okay? Just don't do that. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Oh, do we have sports to cover? Holy, are you kidding? We'll be doing some football talk, trust me, on this one. We will have some open line time later, and, of course, your calls, so get ready. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
It's coming, and when it arrives, will you be ready? It's the fall sports season, capped by Penn State and local high school football. And area sports fans will be tuned right here to Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Thousands of ears listening, and for area businesses, will they hear your message? They will if you contact us today at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Drop us a line with your interest, and we'll get back to you fast with affordable rates and information. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-On, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning, coming off of the Labor Day holiday weekend. And oh, what a weekend it was. Lots going on out there in the wonderful world of sports. Did you know that the Penn State football team opened up this weekend?
Oh, shoot.
Under the radar.
I was mowing. I'm sorry.
And listen, here's the thing. I think this team has a chance to be pretty good. I think you should keep an eye on these guys. I know nobody's paying any attention, but they actually did open up the season on Saturday. They played a game over at that there Beaver Stadium place.
Oh, yeah, they're fixing the place up. Yeah.
Nevada came in, and Penn State whooped them, is what happened. In fact, the Nittany Lions made history on Saturday.
Oh.
Penn State became the first college football team to ever win a game 46-11. That had never happened in the history of college football.
According to whom?
Until Saturday.
Really?
According to college football historians.
Is that right?
Across the board.
Wow.
Penn State racked up 438 yards in total offense, and the Nittany Lions got two rushing touchdowns from one Nicholas Singleton and another from one Katron Allen. Drew Aller, he's the quarterback for Penn State. He completed 22 of 26 pass attempts for 217 yards and a touchdown, and he had nary an interception. Ryan Barker was 4 for 4 in field goal attempts. And on the defensive side, Denai Dennis Sutton had a sack, 2.5 tackles for a loss, and 2 forced fumbles. That's what we call a good day at the office for Denai Dennis Sutton. I also finished the game with 5 tackles in all. Zane Durant, he's the defensive tackle, not a safety. He had an interception for the Nittany Lions. Penn State is 1-0. That's what James Franklin preaches, you know. 1-0. They are
1-0. Yes.
They will host Florida International this Saturday. That will be a noon kickoff at Beaver Stadium. Tell some folks about this. This Penn State team,
pretty good.
Again, they could be decent.
Yeah.
I think you it'd be nice to get some fans to show up and support them. I will say, I didn't get the exact number, but I was looking over the stadium from the new press box.
Ooh.
More on that a little bit later in the program.
Lucky furlough.
Yes, and I don't think there were 106,000 in there when the final seconds ticked off the clock
at
Beaver Stadium on Saturday. I think it looked to me like a few of you may have left before the game officially ended on Saturday.
You're allowed to do that.
I'm not 100% sure I'm right about that, but it felt like perhaps there were some empty seats here and there and, well, everywhere in the stadium by the time that game ended on Saturday.
Nice day, tailgating.
Just throwing it out there. It seemed like that was a possibility. But I think I think all of the Penn State fans left the game pretty happy.
Yes.
On Saturday. Again, 1-0, another home game coming up, and then they'll have another home game, and a week off, and then another home game, and I keep an eye on that fourth home game that I'm mentioning. There's this team, they call them Oregon. They're just a bunch of silly ducks.
Quack, quack.
But I think this is just my suggestion. Yeah. Here's the idea I had.
Okay.
What if we all get together? It's going to be a night game.
Oh, it's
what
a night.
What if we all get together and just, like, wear white? Put like, white T-shirts on, white jackets if it's a little cooler, white sweatshirts. I would call it... Oh, that's just like a white out. Like, I'd make the whole stadium a white out for that Oregon.
That name's taken for people that somehow still use typewriters.
Oh, no.
That whiteout used.
All right, I'll keep thinking about it.
Remember that had a funny smell and you've used it on paper.
Some other action on Saturday. Oh, Penn State, by the way, again, 1-0. And they're looking to go this week 1-0. And then combined, that would make them 2-0. But don't tell James Franklin about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Texas is not 1-0.
No.
The preseason number one is 0-1 after losing to Ohio State, one of those Ohio State universities, and Ohio State, 14-7 on Saturday. Some other games of note from over the weekend. LSU, under Brian Kelly, won a season opener.
Woo-hoo.
Winning at Clemson, no less, 17-10.
Wow.
The aforementioned Oregon Ducks, 59-13 winners, by the way, over Montana State. Alabama, ready to get going here. They are all fired up. Last year was an aberration. Here we go. They're going to stop Florida State to open up the season.
Florida State was terrible last year.
And the Seminoles won 31-17. That final score is a little misleading. That game was not as close as that final score would indicate. Ugh. I read a couple of message boards. Alabama fans do not seem to think that they have the next Bear Bryant or Nick Saban roaming the sidelines. It seems like they might have a little bit of doubt in Mr. DeBoer's coaching abilities.
Okay.
I'm reading between the lines of, get this bum out of here! I read between the lines there that maybe they are not completely satisfied with the start to the DeBoer era in Alabama.
Yes.
Some other scores from over the weekend. Tennessee walloped Syracuse 45-26. Sunday night, Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Okay.
Notre Dame's winless on the season. The Fighting Irish lost to Miami 27-24. Oh, it does your heart good, does it not?
You're pulling for Miami? Seriously?
Oh, yes. Oh. Over Notre Dame?
Miami.
100% of the time.
Okay.
South Carolina beat Virginia Tech 24-11 on Sunday as well. And then last night, things did not go quite as planned for Bill Belichick in the North Carolina era, as it they opened up with a 48-14 loss to TCU last night. It was about as ugly as a game could possibly be. So those were some of the other results from over the weekend. Penn State women's volleyball team lost back-to-back matches. Last night, 25th-ranked TCU pulled out a 5-set victory, taking the decisive fifth set 15-12. Penn State forced that fifth set with a 25-19 win in the fourth after a 25-20 win in the third. TCU took the first two sets, 25-19 and 25-15. Kennedy Martin, man, she is good. She had 21 kills and 15 digs. Izzy Stark posted 41 assists and 17 digs. On Sunday night, Arizona State upset the Nittany Lions in four sets, prevailing 21-25, 25-23, 25-20, and 31-29. Kennedy Martin had another big match in that one for the Nittany Lions, recording 23 kills, 12 digs, and 3 blocked shots. Jillian Grimes had 15 digs and 2 aces in that one, and Izzy Stark recorded 38 assists. The Nittany Lions go 0-2 at the State Farm Volleyball Showcase at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. And the Nittany Lions fall to 2-2 on the season. Penn State will not have a lot of time to lick its wounds. Penn State looking for a big bounce back in the home opener Friday night against fourth-ranked Kentucky in an 8 o'clock match at Rec Hall. Penn State men's soccer team losing to Missouri State yesterday 3-1. The Nittany Lions scored first on a Malik Dauda goal, but the Bears scored the final three goals to prevail. Nittany Lions fall to 1-2-1 on the season. Penn State will host Mercyhurst Friday night at 7 at Jeffrey Field. Penn State women's soccer team settling for a 1-1 draw with James Madison Sunday night at Jeffrey Field. On senior night for the Nittany Lions, Penn State outshot the visiting Dukes 8-4, but each team scored just one goal. Penn State sophomore Bella Iskew scored her second career goal and played all 90 minutes of the contest. Penn State goalie Mackenzie Gress notched a couple of diving saves to preserve the tie for the Nittany Lions, who are now 3-1-1 on the season. Penn State returns to action Thursday evening with a game at Virginia. On Friday, the Penn State field hockey team dropped its season opener at third-ranked Virginia 5-1. Morgan Snyder scored Penn State's only goal in the second period of that game. Penn State will play its home opener this Friday at 5 o'clock against Delaware. High school football Friday night. State College rolling to a 37-7 win at Altoona. Dante Sheffy ran for 195 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Connor Kolka also threw for 160 yards and a couple of scores for State High. The Little Lions now 2-0 on the young season. A big showdown against Harrisburg coming up Friday at 7 at Memorial Field. Harrisburg is 2-0 after a 29-21 win over Bishop McDevitt Saturday, but the Cougars star running back, Penn State recruit Mazaya Mickens, left that game in the second quarter with an apparent injury. He was on the sidelines in the second half in street clothes. No official word yet on Mickens' availability or lack thereof for this Friday's big game. His cousin, by the way, is the second team running back for Harrisburg, so they're not devoid of talent at the running back spot. Phillipsburg Osceola also now 2-0 after a 20-14 win over Chestnut Ridge Friday night. Bald Eagle Area is 0-2 after a 47-24 loss at Penn Cambria Friday night. Quarterback Caleb Iring did throw a couple of touchdown passes for the Eagles. Penns Valley also now 0-2 after a hard-fought 16-14 loss at Central Cambria Friday night. State College boys soccer team getting its first win of the season Saturday, crushing Williamsport 8-1. The Little Lions are now 1-1-1 on the season. Belfont is 2-0 and will host Penn Cambria at 7 p.m. Bald Eagle Area is also off to a 2-0 start and will entertain Westmont Hilltop tonight at 7. Penns Valley is 1-2 and will be at home with Bedford tonight at 6:30. Phillipsburg Osceola is 0-2 going into tonight's home match against Somerset. That will be a 7:30 start. State College girls soccer team losing a heartbreaker to Williamsport in overtime Saturday 3-2. Lee Samsel scored the state high goals. Katie Schmeck recording 18 saves in goal for state high. The Little Lions are 0-3. Each of the three losses coming by a goal. State high will host Jersey Shore this evening at 6:30. Another girls action tonight. Belfont is 2-0 and will host Penn Cambria at 5. Bald Eagle Area off to an 0-3 start will host Westmont Hilltop at 5. Penns Valley looking for its first win after a couple of losses to open the year as it hosts Bedford at 5. And Phillipsburg Osceola is also 0-2 and will host Somerset at 6 this evening. On Saturday, the State College boys cross country team winning the Big Valley meet at Indian Valley, topping 21 other teams, including second
place Mifflin County by 4 points. Belfont finished 7th, Penns Valley 15th, Bald Eagle Area 19th, and Fellsburg Osceola 22nd. Carter Smith of Mifflin County won the boys' race with State College's Theo Opperman, Luke Bradbury, and Kyle Fritschke taking 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, respectively. Belfont's Jonathan Gasper was 11th individually. State High also had Owen Viglione taking 13th, Dexter Walker 15th, and Eamon Drohan finishing 17th. The State College girls cross-country team also winning the 24-team Big Valley meet on Saturday, topping Lewisburg by 17 points. Belfont was 15th, Penns Valley 19th, Bald Eagle Area 20th, and Fellsburg Osceola 24th. Bailey Espinosa of Lewisburg won the girls' race with the highest Center County finisher, Evelyn Yonkin, who took 5th overall, but was 2nd in the AAA ranks. Teammate Devin Jackson was 8th. State High had 3 other runners in the top 18, with Carolyn Frank 13th, Lacey Schieffer 17th, and Sylvia Hutchinson 18th. Belfont's Natalie Jolly was 14th. The State College girls volleyball team is off to a 2-0 start and has yet to lose a set. The Little Lions will host Cumberland Valley tonight in a 6:30 start at the North Gym. Also, the St. Joseph's girls volleyball team will be at Upper Dauphin tonight in its season opener. In the inaugural Real American Freestyle Wrestling event in Cleveland Saturday night, Penn State alum Bo Nickel earned a 6-4 decision over Jacob Cardenas at 205 pounds. The Nittany Lion Wrestling Club's Kyle Dake also rolled to an 11-0 technical superiority over Dean Hamady at 190 pounds. Penn State wrestling alum Jason Nolf came up just short in a 10-8 loss to Evan Wick at 175 pounds. Other results included: on the women's side, Sarah Hildebrandt, sister of former Penn State wrestler Drew Hildebrandt. Sarah earned a technical superiority victory over Zeltsin Hernandez at 120 pounds. Alejandra Rivera defeated Holly Holm 9-7. On the men's card, Nathan Tomasello edging Matt Ramos 4-3. Yanni DiGiacomo Hollis earned a 6-1 decision over Bajrang Punya. It was Austin Gomez winning 11-0 over Lance Palmer. Real Woods got the only pin as he decked Darian Caldwell in 3:29, and Wyatt Hendrickson breezed to a 14-1 tech over Mustafa Elders. Also, over the weekend, the State College Spikes, by the way, State College Spikes will be home for the MLB Draft League Championship game on Thursday. The Spikes will host the despised West Virginia Black Bears. Oh, if there is...
Despised.
Oh, the rivalry. Oh, the heated... You gotta root for the Spikes in that one. It is gonna be a very cool opportunity. Again, that'll be Thursday night, the MLB championship game, draft league championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. By the way, it'll be Dollar Dog Night.
Oh!
I mean, come on!
Oh, come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, and $10 tickets. $10 gets you into the championship game here on Thursday. Spikes an 8-0 win over the Crosscutters yesterday, as the Spikes will wrap up the regular season with 3 more games, including West Virginia tonight. Did I mention the Black Bears will be the opponent in that championship game?
You did.
On Thursday, the Spikes we'll be back home against West Virginia again on Thursday. That'll be it. That is definitively it. They do have games against Williamsport, at Williamsport, both tonight and tomorrow night ahead of the MLB Draft League Championship game. Pirates had yesterday off. Pittsburgh, they're not going to win the National League Central, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
They have officially been eliminated from contention to win the division crown. The Bucks will open a 3-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, who happen to lead the National League West. They still could very well win their division.
Yeah.
Pirates and Dodgers will meet tonight at PNC Park. That's in Pittsburgh. That'll be a 6:40 start. Airtime will be at 6:15 right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Phillies opened up their series in Milwaukee with a big 10-8 win over the Brewers yesterday. Brandon Marsh knocked in the go-ahead run with an RBI single in the top of the ninth. Harrison Bader added an insurance run with an RBI single of his own. Marsh went 4-for-5 in the game, while Bader was 3-for-5 with 3 RBI. Game 2 of that series on tap tonight at 7:40. The Phillies now with a 6-game lead over the New York Mets in the National League East. And it's week one of the National Football League season. The Philadelphia Eagles will kick off the season Thursday night. That's like two nights away. Eagles will take on the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. That's in Philadelphia. I like to call that place the Link. It's a little nickname I've come up with for the place. See if it catches on. The reigning Super Bowl champions are 7.5-point favorites over the Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys.
Is that a word?
That's right.
Okay.
Go ahead and whoop up on the Cowboys, dear Eagles. That's what I want to see happen. Be fun to see. The beloved Pittsburgh Steelers will open up their season on Sunday. That's like the traditional day for NFL football.
Yes.
Steelers will open up at the New York Jets. Little-known fact, Aaron Rodgers, the current Steelers quarterback, played for the Jets right before coming to the Steelers organization.
Oh, really?
Little inside tip for you here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. I just get it done. Steelers, you got to get off to a good start here, my boys. Need to win, like, at least 4 of these first 6 games. That's to get into the playoffs, and then again, they've got to win at least a playoff game. Come on. Let's get it done. Let this be the year. We're not talking Super Bowl. We're talking a postseason victory. That's what we're looking for. We'll see if
you got to get to the postseason first.
Well, yes, and to do that, I am saying they have to get off to at least a 4-2 start. And I think every one of those first 6 games is winnable. Some more winnable than others, okay. I'll grant you, but I think they are all winnable.
All right.
Let's get it done there, dear Steelers.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
The AP and the coaches' polls, by the way, come out today. Expect Penn State to be number 2 in both. That's what I'm expecting.
Well,
I think Ohio State, number
1 team lost.
Yep, I think Ohio State will be the number 1 team in both. I think Penn State will get plenty of votes in both, and that could potentially set up a number 1 versus number 2 showdown in November.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. All right. Let's
take U.S. Open is continuing as well.
U.S. Open tennis. Yes. All right. All right. Let's take a break here because that was a lot of sports.
Holy smokes.
When we come back, we'll have open line time. Yeah, we're going to talk some football. Of course we are. Eventually, we'll probably get into some other things, but you can call in with whatever you like. We'll give you the number here in just a little bit. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
You're online anyway, right? Then be sure to check out 987thefox.info today for the latest from 98.7 The Fox. Stream our programs from anywhere. Hit the Let's Talk page to catch up on past shows. Read our local sports update each weekday. Use the news outlets page to quickly keep informed from a long list of outlets. Follow our updated air schedule to never miss a show. And share your email address to become a 98.7 The Fox newsletter insider. Email never shared or sold. 987thefox.info. Join us online today. today.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Feels like a Monday for some reason.
Really?
I can't put my finger on it.
Okay.
Phone line is open and available for your use, just as it would be on an open phone Monday. But it's Tuesday.
Thank you.
It was Labor Day yesterday.
Yes.
That number is 814-954-7266. That's 814-954-7266. Mr. Bastardi is tied up this morning with some important family issues, but will join us tomorrow morning for the final segment.
Allegedly, there could be another hurricane out there in the Atlantic. All right, so Joe will give us the full scoop on tomorrow's
hurricane
show
during hurricane season. Well, it's clearly that climate change.
Yeah, that's a little nuts.
It's going to be disastrous.
All right. Anyway. All right. Open line time. Let's start with some football. All right. Come on. Well, most of us like football and so on. So on Saturday, I tried to watch the Ohio State-Texas game. Now, I was multitasking. I was doing different things at home.
Look at you.
And kind of watching the game and doing some stuff. I found that game boring.
What?
I was bored.
Oh.
And granted, both teams are really good. Both teams have great defenses.
Great defense.
Play calling was downright dull. I was expecting more. Now, granted, all right, Arch Manning is the quarterback for Texas. Yes.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Huh?
Not after that game.
What?
You know, he's from the Manning family, and the build-up and the hype and la-la and all this sort of stuff.
Who's this Manning family you speak of? I'm not familiar with
a kid named Peyton.
There was a Peyton.
Kid Manning. Named Eli.
Eli Manning.
They were they pretty good in college. They went to the pros.
I'll be a son of a gun.
Had some success.
Huh.
They both have, like, big rings.
Oh, you'd think.
Like, multiple big rings.
I think people would have made a bigger deal
that
of
they
them.
Were. Let's just say Arch Manning had a tough day.
Are either of those aforementioned Mannings, are they like marrying Taylor Swift or something, or what's happening?
No, that's another.
Oh, okay.
That's the Kelsey family. And those guys have rings, big rings that they're able to wear, the two brothers and stuff like that. Anyway, that game, I'm just thinking, okay, I know the defenses are really good here, but the play calling just seemed really conservative. I was expecting more.
It almost felt to me like both coaches felt like they had first-time starters at the Division I college level. Oh, wait. They did. Huh. Yeah.
Go yeah, again, favor. I mean, the hype for this kid is like through the roof. Well, now the roof has been lowered a little bit. Okay. And I don't know. Arch Manning likes to throw sidearm, which I guess I didn't really realize that before. He does a lot of sidearm stuff. Okay, if you can get the ball there, all right, that's fine. But it's just like their play calling was kind of dull. And then I'm trying to think what happened before Texas's touchdown. There, I think somebody got hurt, so there was an injury, and they had to kind of stop things. And then when they came back from that, then Texas started like shaking up the playbook a little bit. Then they started having some success. I'm like, this was like the third quarter or something. Why didn't you start doing this a while back? I don't know. Just the game just seemed dull to me. Like, okay, you know, boo. I don't know. Be serious? Did I misread that? That game bored me. I was expecting more. Especially
these days are more offensive. I enjoy a good defensive game myself, so I was entertained by it. But we like our points as American sports consumers. That's why football has adjusted the rules very favorably to the offenses. But yeah, it's still when you get some good defenses and you get first time starters at quarterback. That's largely what you're going to get, is what you got here.
So you shorten the playbook a little bit.
Yep.
All right. You stick with the stuff that's safe, I guess. All right. I'm buying that, okay, which makes perfect sense. Although, again, the hype over Manning, folks, turn the hype machine off, all right? Come on. I mean, the expectations for this kid were like from here to Mars. Well, not anymore. All right, let's take a call here.
Five-time Heisman Trophy winner. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
You know, it would be funny, Jeff, to throw everybody off. Play Manic Monday as a bumper bed.
Oh, there you go.
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yes,
no, it's not Tuesday. I want to thank all the women, and my heart goes out to all the women that were in labor yesterday as we honored them.
We have a friend of ours who was actually hoping. She is, I think her due date is either, now I'm forgetting if it's the 5th or the 7th. Anyways, it's toward the end of this week. She was kind of hoping. She's like, that'd be kind of neat to go into labor on Labor Day. But I don't think that happened. At least my wife didn't mention it if it did.
Okay.
And we shouldn't confuse doo-doo day with Labor Day. Okay, that's okay. Doo-doo date and whatever. Listen. Can we give these players a break? I was listening to Fox all yesterday. These guys haven't even started playing yet, and they're beating them up.
Yes,
how about that?
Yeah, Arch Manning got
just starting work, and they beat you up, and you even haven't turned the machines on yet.
I mean, Arch Manning, the college kid, was getting really beaten up on social media over the weekend. It's like, come on! I mean, some people take this way too seriously, which. At any level, but especially at the college level, these guys are still kids. No need for that. That was ridiculous. Go ahead.
Yeah, why be mean like that? I just don't understand. And this trade everybody's calling, what's it, Jerry, whatever his name is, everybody is a loser and this and that. It's his team. And how do you know, I've heard other times where they go, he made a mistake, he should have got, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, I guess he didn't. But he's a loser. I mean, I guess he lost over and over and over again, but it's his team.
Yeah.
It's his team. It's his billions, right? Let him flush him down the toilet if he wants to.
Okay. Very interesting.
I can't believe they make this much money. I mean, over $100 million? Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot
really?
Of money.
So I think I changed my wish. If I could have one wish and redo it over again, I would say, God, make me the best football player in the world. That would be it right there.
You.
Yeah. I mean, well, the other thing is, too, if you really want to make football interesting, because I know you said that some games are boring, we should have a mandate, DEI, to have women in the game. Because I want to see, like,
co-ed football.
Women
okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about NFL.
Well, I will say, so at first, as cool as it would be to be a great football player, I think if I could have my druthers, I would go either, God give me the ability to be a top golfer or top baseball player. Even better money, the golfing, you get to go to beautiful locales. Now, that can take a little bit of a toll in a different way on your body. I mean, baseball can take a little bit of a toll, but you don't see the hobbling from baseball players nearly to the degree you see with football. And then again, golfers, there are a lot of back issues that come as a result of the swing over the years. But golf, I mean, I don't know. I think golf would be a pretty fun way to make a living. Not easy. I mean,
that makes sense. Yeah.
But I think
I was thinking baseball, but here's the problem with that is when I grew up, I had so many things thrown at me as a kid, like anything that was in my mom's reach, she would throw at me, and wives and ex-girlfriends, same thing. So I'm thinking, I don't want a fastball, 100-mile-an-hour ball being thrown at me, because I know they're going to throw it at my head. I just know.
Yep.
So I'm thinking football even is a little safer, you know. Those guys have guts. 100-mile-an-hour balls going whizzing by their face.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, wow. All right, guys, you sound great. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks
phone
for
line. Once again, open at 814-954-7266.
All right, there we go. Actually, I tell you what, let's take a break here so we stay roughly on the schedule we're supposed to stay
what?
On. All right?
Us?
That's rare for us, but it's true.
Boy, we're just some changing thoughts, everything.
Right. When we come back, we'll have some newsy stuff. Oh, great. Now we got more calls.
Well, let's go ahead.
Let's take a quick call. All right, here we go.
Keep us off schedule. That's the way we like it. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I have a wish. You know, I realize you guys are big Pirate fans.
One of us is. One of us. Just
yeah,
one.
Let's put
a real team. Let's put a real team and let's sign up the Phillies for next year.
I'll let that to you.
Next year is the Pirates' year, though. It would have been this year for the Phillies. Next year, it's all going to come together because out of nowhere, the Pirates are going to go get the couple of bats that they need, and Nutting will say, yeah, what the heck. Let me actually spend a little money and try to... No, I'm just kidding. They'll waste another great year of pitching. But no, we're not doing that.
Jeff, I know you're in your middle age group, but I'm not sure that you're going to see in your lifetime the Pirates ever get to the playoffs again.
Oh, I'm pretty confident that I will not. I think that one is pretty definitive. But thanks for ruining an otherwise beautiful Tuesday morning here. No, I know. We've got a lot of Phillies fans in the area, but we have, sadly, even more Pirates fans, and we like to suffer together.
Sorry.
Listen to the suffering. Speaking of suffering, you have the opportunity to tune back in to Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and more Let's Talk in mere minutes.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Hey, honey, what you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe, I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Seasons change, and so does the equipment you need to handle those changes. From mowing to harvesting and taking care of snow, Dodder Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has what you need to get it done. Still doing construction? Kubota has all the equipment you need. For landscaping, Dodder Equipment has what you need with equipment from Kubota, Steel, and Land Pride. The outdoors isn't all work and no play. Kubota, Honda Power Sports, and Suzuki have that fun covered too. And Dodder Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has them all. Want to keep your home warm and cozy? Check out the Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces. If you're cutting your own firewood, Dodder Equipment is your steel dealer with a saw that fits your needs perfectly. Dodder Equipment for Kubota, Honda Power Sports, Suzuki, Land Pride, Steel, Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces, and a great selection of trailers and accessories. See it all now at Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us online at DodderEquipment.com.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It's a Tuesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Your old pals, Ironhead and Mr. Geezy to you. Phone line is open. 814-954-7266 will get you into the big show this morning.
All right. We'll have some newsy stuff later on. Don't worry. It's cool. Let's stick with Penn State football, all right? Good game, Saturday.
Stick with them through thick and thin, I say.
Well, a lot of thick on Saturday, not that much thin. Beautiful day, tailgating. If you were there, obviously, at the stadium, you saw it, or if you watched on TV, depending on the camera angles, at one point, I guess this might have been kickoff or first quarter or something, they have this shot from, I don't know, maybe it's a drone. It's from like way up on high someplace. And where the new so-called temporary stands are, okay, they're not temporary. They're fine. They're good. They're okay. The one end was empty, way up there. There was nobody sitting there. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, somebody should be sitting there. Now, eventually, later on in the game, they had this sort of same shot, and all the stands were filled in with fans. All right, great. Did people have trouble? You were there. Did people have trouble getting up there or something? Or?
It's a little bit of a process. Yep.
A little bit of a process. All right. So for future games, if somehow you've got a seat up there, you better, I don't know, plan ahead, plan accordingly, or some such thing.
I'm guessing with the noon kickoff this week, it'll be emptier a little longer.
Really? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, then plan ahead if you're going there. Did they announce? They always announce an attendance.
Yes.
I didn't see that. I was watching on TV.
It was 106,000 plus. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it was announced at 106,200 something.
Okay, so that's average. We'll call that average, all right? That's about right. So, great. Penn State, I didn't realize this. I'm watching the game. They scored. Oh, great. They scored again. Oh, great. I didn't realize this till after the game. Penn State scored on their first 9 possessions against Nevada on Saturday. And when I heard that, my first thought was, I mean, that's impressive. You score, that's like 9 for 9. Now, it's not 9 touchdowns. All right. They had 5 touchdowns and 4 field goals. But you go 9 for 9. I'm thinking, has that ever happened before? I'm thinking maybe that's a record or something. I mean, that's amazing. Apparently, somebody did do the math or something or checked a history book. Apparently this happened back in 1952.
Those were the days.
All right. Yeah, you got to go back a ways. That Penn State scored on its first 9 possessions. That's like, wow, that's really good. And yes, was I the only person? I know I wasn't. You throw a pass to a wide receiver. You throw a pass to another wide receiver. You throw a pass to a wide receiver who does this amazing little toe tap thing on the sideline. I'm like, yes! Yay! All right, now that's the complaint last year about receivers. Those guys looked really sharp for their very first time out. And again, some of these guys, again, were transfers from other schools. They seemed to do pretty doggone well. So that was nice. Let's give a free plug for our friend Landon Tengwall, former Nittany Lion, who, let me see if I have this right. He does a show with us on Sundays for home games.
Yeah, he and Goon Conlon get together down at the student bookstore. It was a hobbled Goon that joined him on Sunday, and very entertaining show. If you had a chance to listen, a lot of story time with Goon, which is always a good time, on kind of the way things were handled back in the day, kind of the old school, new school that Goon and Landon have going. It was fun to listen to. So Sunday mornings, 10 to 11 after home games, you can listen. Landon and Goon kind of break down the game the day before, and then, again, wander into various stories and thoughts on their experiences and the college game in general. It's a fun listen, and we'll be on the air again this coming Sunday, and then the Nittany Lion comes down right at the end, and as Goon likes to say, that fans like to gather to see the very end of that Landon and Goon show, and it just happens that the Nittany Lion is arriving right at that moment as well, and so fans can also, while they're enjoying the big climax of the Goon and Tengwall show, they can also, you know, maybe form a line to get the autograph of the Nittany Lion and get some photos and all of that. That seems to be what's happened.
It's the best of all worlds.
It truly is.
There we go.
Yes.
Now, I follow Landon on X Twitter. All right, that's my social media. That's what I do, X Twitter. And I'm going to keep calling it X Twitter, although it's officially now X, not Twitter. Yeah, whatever, X Twitter. I think Landon does a phenomenal job breaking down plays with video. Like, okay, here's what happened. Here's why it happened. And he points out the different guys. He's great.
Yes.
He's terrific.
Very quick aside, 106,915.
Ooh.
The official attendance.
Almost 107.
From seven.
Okay. So Landon does just a really great job of analyzing, okay, well, here's why this play worked. Well, here's why this play didn't. And he was talking about run blocking over the weekend that, you know, maybe these guys didn't quite pick up some things and so on when it came to run blocking. Okay. The numbers were not maybe what we expected, you know, rushing yards and so on. But you watch Landon's analysis, I'm like, okay, I get it. All right, this guy was supposed to maybe go this way, and this didn't go that way, and all that sort of stuff. Landon's great. So make sure to listen to his show Sunday mornings after home games, which would be the next three. All right, next three. He's really great. Now, of course, people being who they are, let's find the negative. Okay?
Yes.
Let's find the negative.
Let's do it.
Come on. Penn State scores on 9 straight possessions. That's really good.
Should have been 9 touchdowns.
Oh, okay.
With 2-point conversions on each one. Why are we only going for 2 one time?
That would have given them, what, 72? All right, crazy. One guy on X after the game. Now, this is an allegedly a Penn State fan. Okay.
So allegedly.
So he puts down this, I quote, this is a quote. This is what he wrote down. Penn State needs to hang 50 the next 2 games to make me believe this team is really for real.
You know, James Franklin, interestingly enough, he opened up his press conference right after the game Saturday by, hey, does anybody know how I can make this guy on Twitter believe in our team. So this is good to know.
That's the response.
He wasn't sure, and people were scrambling and trying to. So now we at least know. Because he's been worried about what it's going to take to make Twitter
so
user.
We're helping out the coach by relaying what this team guy said.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, it's a very helpful information.
They got to hang at least 50.
At least. Okay.
The next 2 games.
So maybe more than 50,
yeah,
Coach Franklin,
right?
Because you got to make this guy believe.
That's,
I mean, otherwise, what's the purpose of going out there on Saturdays if this guy isn't going to believe in you? I mean,
don't know.
You just got to probably call it a career.
Got to find the negative. Okay, interesting. No. Although I will say one thing, Mr. Ironhead, they did not cover.
They did not. It was a big discussion. And even without that last touchdown by
they
Nevada,
still didn't cover.
They were not. They were going to lose by a half point anyway. And they got outscored in the fourth quarter. They do not. This is not a fourth quarter team. Nevada beat them
in the
fourth
negative quarter
8-7. This is. In the fourth quarter is when you need teams to. This is. Very, very troubling indeed.
All right, let me feel like a genius for just one moment,
because
this doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking about this last week, and you said, oh, yeah, they're going to cover. And I'm like, no, they're not going to cover.
Well, if they just kick the extra point and then don't give up the last touchdown, they've covered. But.
Well, what was that formation for the extra point?
Why you're doing that there is...
Yeah, that I don't think we're going to be seeing that one again.
I don't understand.
Don't think we're going to see that one again. My thought last week was just, okay, what was it, 44 and a half? Is that what it was, 43 and a half?
Depending
on who you listen to.
Most of the lines were 43 and a half.
43 and a half, okay.
By kickoff.
The magic number for me was 42.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, if they get up 6 touchdowns, they're going to call off the dogs, which is pretty much what happened. Although when Ethan Grunkmeyer comes in as quarterback, well, they start at the 6-yard line, and they go 94 yards for a touchdown. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty good, all right? Because normally you put the backup guys in, okay, it's not the same, and so on. They went right down the field. So for folks that wondered, who's that Grunkmeyer kid? What's he like? He didn't do that badly on Saturday. He led the team 94-yard drive down the field. Like, All right, that's good. And by that point, it was then 40-whatever points. I'm thinking, all right, they're going to call off the dogs here, which is pretty much what they did. And then Nevada, you know, they took advantage, if you will, of second and third string guys, drove down the field. Although, what's his name? Chuba Purdy?
Yeah.
Is that his real name or is that a nickname?
Well, that would be a nickname.
Okay. Hey, have you seen names these days? Some parents are very creative anymore when it comes to names. So it's anymore when I see a name, if you will, like that, I'm thinking, okay, please tell me that's a nickname and not his real name.
It is.
Some of these celebrities name their kids ridiculous names like X or Lambda or something like that. I'm like, what? Uh-huh. So when I saw that, I'm thinking, oh, please tell me that has got to be a nickname.
Yes.
But
Preston is his first.
Preston?
Name. Yeah.
Okay. I like that one.
But he goes by
Chuba.
Yes.
Whatever. We won't ask why. Okay. That's just very interesting. So 46-11 was not good enough for some people. Oh, for goodness sakes. And the touchdown for Nevada was in the last minute. All right. So it was 46-3. Not good enough. And again, this got to score 50 the next two games. Like, okay. I mean, put it this way. Before we take a break, was there any shortcoming Saturday? What was a shortcoming? Like, I got to do that better. That didn't work.
Listen, it was like the Penn State punting game never showed up. They 0 yards punting.
Oh my gosh.
For the game by Penn State.
And Coach Franklin's got to be unhappy about that. Could we get the punting team out once?
I mean, embarrassing performance. It was like they weren't even there.
Well, put it this way: did you buy? Now, he made a comment, I guess, after the game, 4 field goals. What was his comment? He told somebody, intentionally call plays, they're going to come up short because I want the field goal team to go out and try. Do you believe that? Come on.
No, that was... Did your sarcasm detector really not go off there? Good Lord.
I'm just checking. You were there, I was not. Just checking.
No.
Okay, good. I'm thinking.
That was the coach having a little fun at the media's expense.
Just making sure. Because some people online bought it. All right? Some people on, like, social media, whatever, bought it. I'm thinking,
well,
that seems
sad state of
a little weird. So anyway, so Florida International, I actually don't even know what their mascot is. Do you know? Florida International?
Are they?
FIU.
No, let's see. FAU is the Owls, right?
That's Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
So this is Florida International.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, I mean, Villanova in 2 weeks. They're the Wildcats. That's Philadelphia. I got that one down.
Oh, Panthers.
Panthers. Okay.
Yep.
So we have Nittany Lions.
I'm typing it in. It
just comes right up.
Yep,
all right,
Panthers.
Good. So we have Nittany Lions and Panthers. Yep. All right, that'll be interesting.
We like seeing Nittany Lions whoop up on Panthers. So
yes.
That's
a certain Western Pennsylvania.
This should be right up there. Penn State. So.
Okay, very nice. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. All right, if you want to keep talking sports, that's fine. We're going to move on to some newsy stuff. Are you kidding? There's plenty of newsy stuff going on.
Oh,
my gosh. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere, all right? We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544.
to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. That's right, a news talk program, although we talk a lot of sports too, on a sports talk station. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, folks, fasten your seatbelt.
All right, buckle up, baby.
I mean, if you thought the summer was crazy... Fasten your seatbelts. Okay, now that we're past Labor Day, again, first off, again, today is Tuesday. Keep reminding yourself,
hello, Tuesday.
Not Monday, it's Tuesday. And we're past summer. Summer's done. Don't care what the calendar says. Summer's done. It's fall now. Okay, it is. And it's very much, even during a so-called off year, it's political season, okay? And it's going to get nuts, all right? And we, put it this way, I make notes.
It's going to get nuts, you're saying.
Yes. We're not there. Even more nuts than it has been.
Okay.
Okay? Trust me, we'll toss out a few things.
All right.
And again, this is one of these where if you don't follow news regularly, I can understand why. I get it. I really, really do. Like, okay, this, okay, that, okay, that, okay, this. Ugh, drives you insane. And yes, we're talking primarily national politics stuff. I have my list of notes that I do for the show every day. I have it on my phone. And at the top of the list, I just have written down, we are living in crazy times. Make a list. And I've got a list. Gosh, where do we start here? Well, Congress goes back to work today. Now, some of you might argue they don't work much anyway, but that's up to you. Okay, you say what you like. Yes, you may have seen some stories already about a possible government shutdown. Oh, wonderful. Which could happen by the end of September, if Congress doesn't pass a short-term spending measure. All right, we've been down this road before. This is nothing new. If you thought the big, beautiful bill actually solved everything, no, it didn't. Okay, no, there's plenty of things it didn't tackle, or it didn't deal with. And just congressional spending is one of those. So that will be your, if you will, number one or number two story here for the month of September. All right, they got to pass spending so that they can keep, you know, paying the basic bills and so on. Now, again, Republicans are in charge of the House. They're in charge of the Senate by narrow margins, really small. And isn't it interesting? This happened just in the past week. We're hearing about veteran so-called lawmakers, all right, veteran politicians, who have announced, you know what, I'm not running for re-election next time. All right, Joni Ernst. The senator from Iowa, very conservative, announced apparently the other day, I think I'm done. All right? So, in other words, when her term is over, she's done. She's not going to run for re-election. I've seen some Democrats say, I'm done. I've seen some Republicans now say, I'm done. And, of course, the people in charge are nervously counting the numbers like, okay, what's our margin now? Ooh, now it's down to three. Ooh, now it's and that stuff is important. Now, there are, if you know this, hopefully you do, there are no congressional elections this fall. That's next year. Okay, not this year. This year is primarily local and, I guess, some state stuff. All right. It is not an off year, by the way. Those local offices are really important. School boards, county, not county commissioner, but councils, city councils, and borough councils, and township supervisors, and all this stuff. That's really important. Don't ignore that stuff. But the buildup for next year is already starting. I saw this last week, and I'm just thinking, oh, no, 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 no. Please, no, 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 no. And apparently both parties are thinking about doing this, both parties, Republicans, Democrats. During a presidential election year, all right, last year, there was the party convention, right? They always have that big dog and pony show where you have lots of speeches and people allegedly vote for things and you salute the person who's going to be your presidential candidate, la, 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 and all this other stuff. And normally that only happens every 4 years, right? Big production, blah, blah, blah. If I read this right, both parties are now looking at some type of a national convention next summer for 2026. Now, no, there's no presidential election next year. It's just congressional elections next year. And apparently the bigwigs at the Democrat Party and the bigwigs at the Republican Party, including Trump, I think, have sort of announced or at least intimated, hey, we might have a national convention again next summer. And I'm thinking, why? Now, to my knowledge, this has never been done before. Once again, never been done before. But apparently both parties, you don't want one doing it and the other one doesn't, might have national political conventions, what, now every 2 years? Oh, wonderful. All right, folks, what do you think about that? Are you all excited? Now, I haven't seen anything about locations or plans and dates. I haven't seen any of that, but clearly they're thinking about it. I guess as some kind of a boost for congressional elections next fall. And I'm thinking you need to have another dog and pony show convention to try to boost. Why? With a lot of just hot air speeches and rah-rah stuff and let's make fun of the other side and so on. That's constructive? All right, as you can tell by my tone of voice, I'm not impressed. We really don't need more national conventions now every 2 years. I don't know, Mr. Ironhead, you're smirking, but what do you think about that? Come on.
I tell the truth. Try not to think. hurts my head, too.
Hurts your head? Okay. Hurts a lot of people's heads, I think. There was the ruling by some judges or whatever that most of President Trump's tariffs for this year are illegal. Really? Now, you say? Here at the end of August, start of September, now you come out and say they're illegal. Now, first off, is this going to be appealed? Of course it is. Is it going to end up with the Supreme Court? Of course it will. I've got one story here that says judges put their decision on hold until October 14th. So Trump and company have, let's say, a month and a half to go to the Supreme Court, make their case that these are not illegal. The president was allowed to do these various things that he's done, and so on. If somehow this gets upheld, you want to talk about chaos. We're going to have true chaos at that particular point. Now, do I think the Supreme Court is going to buck Trump on this one? Probably not. And it may be that the majority of justices are so-called conservative instead of liberal. Okay. And they'll find a way somehow to lean with Trump on this one. You might be what? How is this possibly illegal? All right. Trump pushed this thing, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And he says that act gives him the right to do all the things that we've seen in the news about tariffs, blah, blah, blah. The Court of International Trade, wherever the heck that is, said no. And then this appeals court, federal appeals court, apparently agreed with the International Trade Court and said, no, this is totally wrong. Okay. Again, now, where were you guys like, when was that, in April, when this all started? Where were you in April? Now, at the end of August, start of September, you decide, no, that's, you can't do that. Sorry, no, turn it all around. This is where my head starts to hurt, okay? It's like, first off, it's crap, all right? Again, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is going to rule in Trump's favor so that this whole process we've been dealing with for how many months? 4 months or whatever it is, April, May, June, well, no, five, I guess, 5 months continues. And, you know, the bottom line here, again, is simple math. Now, if you disagree with this, we really disagree on this. Last year, 2024, Joe Biden and friends hand in a $7 trillion budget, knowing full well they only had $5 trillion of revenue to pay for it. $2 trillion hole for 1 year. And it's not the first time they did it. And so Trump and company come in, again, love them, hate them, whatever. Something has to be done about the federal deficit. It's amazing that we've allowed it to go this long. All right, somebody at Penn State's about to get angry at me. Well, sometimes that happens. All right, they had a petition recently that thousands, like 4,000 people signed this petition at Penn State. Well, the federal government needs to continue federal funding for research and development. They need to continue. In fact, apparently some people, they need to increase the amount of money that they give to universities for, like, R&D, research and development. We need more of that money from a government that's $2 trillion in the hole every single year. I'm mind-boggled on this. Folks, we cannot allow this to continue. But apparently some of you disagree, or you just haven't bothered to take a look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the federal government's broke. They're broke. They've been broke for years. They have to borrow. By the way, borrowing on us, borrowing on my kids, borrowing on my grandkids.
Yep.
And that's perfectly fine, apparently, with some of you. Which, unconscionable is not a strong enough word. Some words start with F, but we don't use those words in our program. You can't. All right? I've got an education story here. From Albright College. Now, if you don't know, Albright College is down in Reading, all right, down toward Philadelphia, all right? Very good private college. Scott here, I'm semi-old, but I can remember I had a high school friend that went to Albright, all right? Good school. Like a lot of other colleges and universities out there, Albright has had money problems recently, All right? I mean, there's a lot. We covered some of these. West Virginia's in the hole. Nebraska's in the hole. Connecticut's in the hole. Seemingly every college and university out there is in the hole. Not all of them, but a whole lot of them. Albright was in a hole. And Albright is not a big school. All right, just they're not. And apparently they had a, what was it, a $20 million deficit. For Albright, that's a lot of money. And maybe, you know, the number of students coming in was stalling. Things were not looking good. So Albright's like, okay, how do we get out of this mess? And, well, we need some money. We need to do some investment. According to one story I saw, Albright apparently went to banks. Not one bank would give them a loan. Not one. I guess you don't get a loan. That means we don't exactly believe in you. So we're not going to risk our money giving it to you and then and so on. They couldn't get a bank loan. Not one. So what are they going to do? All right. So a smart person or people came up with a solution. And down at Albright right now in Reading, they're very happy. According to this one story I saw, they're happy. What did they do? Well, Albright has an endowment. They have a $65 million endowment, which I guess a school for their size, that's pretty good. I mean, that's good. That's money that's essentially just sitting there, gaining interest, you know, all that sort of stuff, okay? And so somebody got the idea, okay, we're sitting on $65 million. Maybe we should use some of it. Hey, there's a thought.
That's just
now. Here's what they could have done. They could have just raided the endowment, and the amount, by the way, was $15 million. They wanted $15 million to do some things with. They could have just raided their endowment. So, in other words, just take it. No, again, a smart person said, "No, let's do this a little differently." So, essentially, according to this one story, Albright, in a sense, is loaning money to itself. And so they went to their board of trustees and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We need $15 million to do fix-ups and stuff. We're going to take that out of our endowment as a loan. So in a sense, the school is loaning money to itself. It's apparently a 20-year plan. Now, when you're loaning money to yourself, interest rate is not bizarre. I can imagine what a bank would have done. So the interest rate is only 3%. Very manageable. 20-year term, $15 million, and the Board of Trustees said down there said, okay, let's go with that plan. That works. All right, so Albright has $15 million fresh dollars. They have a plan to pay it all back. Apparently, according to the story, they're fixing up their library, which apparently was not that great, with lots of new meeting space and technology and a cafe and a lot of stuff. And according to the story, the folks at Albright feel like they've caught a second wind, and people in Reading are very happy. Now, for the Penn State folks that signed this petition, that first off, no offense, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. All right, I mean, the White House and friends are going to ignore it. It'll never get there. DOA, dead on arrival. All right, federal government is broke. Got to cut federal spending. Where? There's the big question. Penn State is sitting on a significant endowment. How about we use some of that money to further R&D at the university to make up for the money lost from Washington, which actually wasn't really there to begin with. All right? Now, maybe it's the loan deal, kind of like what Albright has done. I don't know, something, you take out a chunk of change, you set up a loan plan with a low interest and all that sort of stuff. Now we give this money to this college and this college and this one over here, and you can do R&D and so on and so forth. Mr. Ironhead, is that a crazy idea? The federal government has no money. We've got to stop the borrowing.
It would be nice.
Yes.
And necessary. But
I mean, just we've got some. Again, folks, I don't try to make people angry, but come on, put the common sense hat on. Some folks over on the Hill, I call Penn State the Hill, continue to have their rose-colored glasses on. And they're all the free money they've been handed all this time. Hey, don't stop the free money. Oh, we need more free money. There is no free money. Meanwhile, there are other sources of revenue that you could tap to help out with some of this stuff. Instead of saying our endowment is untouchable, no, it's not untouchable. It's very touchable. And if it's sitting there essentially doing nothing but earning interest, you could be using some of that money, come up with the loan plan maybe like Albright did over a period of years. That's essentially what they're doing with Beaver Stadium, right? Fixing up the place. You got a loan. You're going to pay it off over a course of years. When that's all done, you got a fantastic stadium. The bills are all paid. Everybody's happy. Penn State will have four national championships by that point.
There you go.
And we'll all be thrilled.
Ta-da!
Need more dollar dog nights, though. Need more dollar dog nights.
Going to have to agree with that.
All right, we're going to take a break here. I mean, just when I saw that petition story, I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes. Do these folks pay attention to news at all? And again, I've made somebody furious. But come on, common sense. We can't afford this anymore. It's got to stop. Come up with alternate ways. And don't tell me they're not out there. Yes, they are. You're sitting on one. It's called an endowment. Start using it more actively, Board of Trustees. Just a thought. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. If you have a thought on that, you can call in. We've got some other things here. Let's talk here on a Tuesday morning. We'll return right after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for
for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. Pamp has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk Here, one final segment for a Tuesday morning. Feels like a Monday for some reason.
Tuesday.
On Sports Radio, 98.7 The Fox, Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. Every now and then we talk about how much there is in and around our area and the different opportunities you have to enjoy all that this area has to offer. This weekend was amazing in that regard for us locally. Obviously, lots of sports, as we touched on, both at the high school and the collegiate level. And that's a wonderful way to spend your time. We also went out and enjoyed a terrific concert out at Whipple Dam on Saturday, Sunday evening. We went out to Collier Lake, did a little hike yesterday. There's so much to do. And I have a couple of events I'm going to tell you about after we take this call that are coming up in our area as well. Let's head to the phones, though. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Chuck O calling in.
Chuck O, how are you?
Good. Hey, I went to the doctors, and I told him I couldn't hear out of my left ear. And he said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "I'm definite."
Oh, okay. Scott thinks that's a really funny joke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We knew you'd appreciate
that. One hits close to home. Okay. Go ahead, Chucko.
Okay. I took these kids, they did a little ride share this weekend, and I had called you before about that phenom on campus. What's his name? Gavin McKenna.
Yep.
And I took these two kids to about 8 o'clock during game day to the Pagula, and they were on the hockey team, and I asked him if the phenom Gavin was on campus, and he said, yeah. And I said to the guys, because they're having a practice at the game, and I said, "Does the coach scare you when he takes his teeth out of his head?" both the players said simultaneously, "No, he doesn't wear his teeth. He only wears it when he has to talk to the press."
Yep.
And so on Sunday, so he is on campus. So on Sunday, I got another ride, and it was Gavin said on an Uber, you don't know what the name is, only the first name. And it happened to be Gavin McKenna. And I gave him a ride to campus to a dorm from another building. And he looked great. He looks like a California kid. He had a Yankees hat on. And I said, "Are you a Yankees fan?" Because, you know me, I'm a Red Sox fan by birth. And I married a Yankees fan. He says, "No, I just like the hat." So
okay, good.
Anyway, I gave him a ride to one of the dorms, and he sounded like, you know, they train him well to be very respectful of everybody. And I asked him if I could shake his hand, and I shook his hand, and he got out of the car. And the last hand of anybody famous was when I was in college back at the University of New Hampshire during the bicentennial year. I got to shake the hand of POTUS 38. Who is POTUS 38, Scott?
Clinton Portis.
POTUS, you're President of the United States, the most famous president.
Oh.
POTUS, you know, President of the United States.
Oh, what was his number? 38?
38. 76.
I was going to say, oh, boy.
All right.
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
I don't count numbers. I know Trump is 45 and 47. Who's 38?
Michigan. Two undefeated seasons he was played the center.
Oh, Nixon?
Ford.
No, not Nixon was not a football player.
Ford played for Michigan.
Michigan.
The one that pardoned Nixon.
Ford. Did he trip and fall?
But that was great in the 70s when in college and they started the making fun of him on Saturday Night Live.
You apparently forgot, Chucko, that in between shaking Gavin McKenna's hand and Gerald Ford, you had the opportunity to shake the hand of none other than one Ironhead here on the big morning show.
Yeah, you missed somebody. Come on.
I most certainly did.
I mean, but loud.
Since the time I shook his hand, I haven't washed my right hand. And I decided to wash it after I shook your hand. So
okay.
But I did get to shake Gavin McKenna's hand.
There you go.
When I tell people about that, and I say, do you know where the guy is from? And I tell them, the Yukon, and they think I'm talking about University of Connecticut. Yukon.
Yes. No. Wrong Yukon, yes.
Well, yeah, with the transfer portal, you just never know these days.
All right, well, then you got to link up with the Ironhead today and shake his hand so you can take a bath, all right?
I'll do that this week.
I'm here to help anyway.
Please do that.
We appreciate the phone call, dear Chucko.
All right. Couple of minutes. What are we? What's coming up?
Yeah, a couple of things just to remind you of and tell you about. We have a great big fight to end hunger with a great big world. A great big world, wonderful band. They are going to be standing together with our local community at the State Theater September 8th. This will be Monday, September 8th, this coming Monday at the State Theater. You can, they really are limited. This isn't like if I would get them today in all sincerity if you want to attend. Tickets are still available, but we're getting down there. So if you're interested, this is going to be an absolutely wonderful evening to benefit the State College Food Bank. Again, just a terrific performance that'll be put on down at the State Theater by a great big world. So looking forward to that. The concert, again, will be Monday evening at the State Theater, and you can go to the State Theater's website and purchase those tickets. I would do so sooner rather than later. Again, this is coming up very quickly upon us. The concert will get underway at 7:30 on Monday night. There will be a little bit of open event to come on in and shake hands and say hello and learn a little bit more about the State College Food Bank and how you can help out for about an hour and a half before the concert at 7:30. Also, the Jana Marie Foundation will be having a wonderful concert out at the Arena Bar and Grill. This will be on Saturday, September 20th. No Penn State game that Saturday. So you can cap off that Saturday evening by heading out to the Arena Bar and Grill. Again, I would
get reservations ahead of time if you want to get a table, get a group together. It's called With a Little Help from Our Friends. Again, it's a concert, but an opportunity to raise money for the Jan and Marie Foundation and all of the work that my wife's foundation does with mental health for young people in our area, providing a lot of opportunities. Unfortunately, those opportunities are growing, the need is growing, and this is at the same time that funds are getting cut, so like this is a big opportunity to come out, enjoy some great music and food, and camaraderie, and support mental health in our community, particularly with our young people. In the meantime, we've got a lot of sunshine out there. Get out and enjoy it if you are able on this Tuesday, and we will be back for our Wednesday edition tomorrow.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.